Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So that is what I do in a nutshell, right? That's what I do. And as usual, I want to just make sure and share information with you that is going to help you to not make some of the mistakes that I made when I was growing my business, so that you can move a lot faster, so that you can grow your business much faster and not have to go through some of the pitfalls. So today I wanted to talk to you specifically about the best advice I've ever received, right? The best advice that I've ever received. And this one piece of advice that I have received is the thing that has helped me really shift my business and shift how I was doing stuff, as well as the results that I was receiving or the results that I was experiencing in my business. And this piece of advice actually came from another business coach I was working with a few years ago, right? And it was just one of those things that struck me and made me really pause and reevaluate a lot of the stuff that I was doing. And I know that this piece of advice I shared with my one-on-one clients and in my group training, but I know it's a piece of advice that is actually going to help so many of you as you grow your business. And that piece of advice was, you know, to stop playing small and stop playing safe. Right? Stop playing small and stop playing safe. And I know you've heard that before, right? But I want to explain exactly what that means, because it's one of those kind of phrases that are, you know, just thrown around and you see people putting it up on Instagram and all those kind of things. But what it means for you as an entrepreneur, right? Whether you are a brick and mortar business, whether you are selling products or selling services, what it really, really means is that you have to make the decision. You hear what I'm saying, right? You have to make a decision that you are your biggest cheerleader. You have to make a decision that I am well, I am great at what I do. The services or the products that I am providing is needed by my people, and that people are going to buy from me every single day. It's a huge mindset shift. When we play small, let me tell you what examples of that means. When you play small, it means that you have a lot of self-doubt. You're doubting yourself, right? You're questioning every decision that you have to make, right? You're not showing up to your people. You're not showing up consistently and frequently to your people. You're not engaging with anybody else, right? You're not doing the things to make people build trust in you, because you don't even trust yourself. And your actions and your words are proving to your audience, who you want to buy from you, that you don't even trust yourself. And because you are playing so small and because you're trying to play so safe, what happens is that your business doesn't grow as fast, and you don't get sales every single day. You don't get people engaging with you because you yourself are not showing, or you are not exhibiting the kind of behavior that a successful entrepreneur is supposed to exhibit, right? You're not operating in your excellence. You're not operating at your highest potential. What you are doing is doubting every decision that you have to make, right? You are second guessing your decisions that you have to make. You're asking the marriage and the parish for their opinions instead of just going with your gut, right? You don't really believe that the thing that you're asking for, the sales that you're asking for, the clients that you want to attract, the money that you want to have in your account, that you deserve it. You don't actually believe it. You're saying it, but your actions are not in alignment with the thing that has to happen, right? And because you're playing small, and because you're playing safe, and because you're not promoting your products and services. You're not doing it the way that it's supposed to be done. You're not doing it in the frequency that it's supposed to happen, right? What is happening is that nothing is happening, right? Nothing is happening. Your business is not growing. You're not getting the clientele that you want. You're not getting the money that you want. That is the biggest piece of advice, because guys, you know, a lot of you are getting business by word of mouth. You're getting business by referrals, right? And that's all well and fine, but that can only carry you so far. That can only carry you so far. So in addition to the word of mouth, in addition to the referrals, in addition to the testimonials, you have to become your biggest cheerleader. You have to be able to share with your audience the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, the fronts, the backs. You know, you have to be able to be confident to come out here every single day and ask for the sale and say, listen, I have this great product, or I have this great service, and I know that it's going to change your life, and I know it's going to provide you with these results, and I know because I am great at what I do, and I have experience in this thing, and I'm going to show you exactly how it is done, and I'm going to show you exactly how you're going to live a better life and feel better because you have trusted me to provide you with this information. Is it easy? No. Is it a big leap? Yes, because it's a mindset shift, right? It's a great, great shift in your mindset, a great shift in how you think, a shift in how you speak, and a shift in what you believe in yourself. You don't need a lot of fancy tools to become successful. You don't need to have a whole set of money to run a set of ads to become successful. You don't need all of those things. Those things are nice, and those things will come in time. But what you actually need is that belief in yourself and the decision, when you make that decision to stop playing small, right? And to stop being safe and stop thinking, oh my God, if I post this once, if I post this on Monday, I shouldn't have to say it on Tuesday and I shouldn't have to say it on Wednesday because I posted it, so they know. No, they don't know. They don't know because you haven't actually communicated with them. You haven't built a relationship with them. They don't know you. They don't like you. They don't trust you. You know, those doubts about, okay, if I send an email now, I can't send an email until next month. No, they didn't see the email, right? They don't know what you are selling. It's okay to ask for the sale. It's okay to tell people how great you are. It's okay to tell people your ups and your downs. It's okay to tell people, listen, I am here. I have this thing and I want to help you. I know exactly how you feel and I am offering you this solution. It's okay. You have to believe in that. You have to stop believing that, you know, I cannot talk too much about my business. That's the next thing, right? I don't want to talk about my business. I don't want anybody to know that I have this business, because what if somebody says something under my video? What if somebody says something under my life? Who cares? What if somebody replies to my email with something that's nasty? What if somebody jumps into my DM? What if somebody sends a WhatsApp? You know what? What that is part of the journey. You're going to get ignorant people. You're going to get people who don't understand it. You're going to get people who want to ask you 1,000 questions about a product or service. You have to be higher than that. You have to be the bigger person and know how to use that block and delete button, right? It's there for a reason. You have to know how to use that block and delete button and just move on with your life and don't get into your feelings if everybody doesn't agree with you or if somebody asks a question that you find is kind of out of pocket. That is life. That is life. Look at how many people criticize Oprah and Gary Vee and you know, and all these other gurus that we like to follow, right? They have their fair share of critics. But imagine if they decided not to do what they are great at, not to share their passion with you, not to share their gifts with you because of a fear of what people might say. Or fear of what, you know, what may happen if I say this unpopular thing. Who cares? Nobody cares, right? The people who you are trying to help will receive your message and they will buy from you over and over and over again. But that only comes when you make that decision to stop playing small and to stop playing safe. Yes? Think about all the people, go and tag your business besties, accountability partners, the other entrepreneurs in business that you know who need to hear this message. But think about, if you look at your social media, there are people on your social media right now, your Instagram, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Twitter, who you follow. Every single day, you follow them religiously. You look out for their videos, you look out for their posts, you look out for their freebies, you look out for whatever they're sharing, right? And if you really look at them, they are not afraid to be intentional. They are not afraid to show up. They are not afraid to jump into your, be on your screen 3 and 4 times for the day. They're not afraid to send you an email every other day. They're not afraid because they're not playing small, and they understand that their greatness and their genius is what is helping their ideal clients, right? You want to follow these people. You want to compare yourself to these people, because that's what some of us do, right? You want to compare yourself to some of these people, but you're not realizing that the reason that they are in your face all the time, and that you're hearing them all the time, and you're seeing their videos and seeing their blogs and seeing, you know, their emails and that kind of thing, is because they are not playing small. They are not playing safe. And if that is the type of success that you want, your own version of success, but if that is the type of success that you want, then you have to make that decision starting today. You have to make that decision starting today if that is the type of success that you want, right? And that's the message I want to share with you, because that has been the biggest piece of advice that I received. And once I received that message, it's like I was hearing it before, but I don't know what happened at that point in time a few years ago when my coach said that to me. It was like a light bulb moment went off in my head, right? And I said, you know, Adana, you don't have to get validation from anybody else. You are your own validation. You know how great this thing that you're sharing is. You have seen the results from entrepreneurs who have worked with you in the past, right? And you know that this works. So why are you not telling more people about your programs or your courses or your membership? Or, you know, why are you not talking more about your business? Why are you not doing more videos and showing up? Why are you not sending the emails that have tips and tools with a ton of value? Why are you not doing those things? Because by doing those things, I attract the type of person that I want. I attract my soulmate clients, my ideal clients. And by doing that, I will make more money. I will make more sales because I have made a decision not to play small and not to play it safe. Yes, there are going to be people who don't agree with my videos and the messages that I share. That's okay. There are going to be people who are going to unsubscribe from my emails. And that's also okay. There are going to be people who don't, you know, who don't ever click on my blogs or click on my podcast, click on my YouTube channel. That is okay. There are going to be people who are in my groups and don't say a word and have conversations with other people outside. That is okay. Because the people who understand the value of the messages that I'm sharing and the value in the programs and the tools and resources that I'm sharing are the people that I want anyway. So everybody else is at the side, right? And their opinion and their thoughts really do not matter, and they do not affect the work that I am doing, because I believe in myself. And that's the level of belief I want you to have in your business every single day. That belief that you are exactly where you need to be. You have all the tools in your arsenal to be excellent, and that you are always growing, because we're always growing. Even when you make $1 million, you are still growing, right? We never stop growing. So we continue to grow, but we never play small. You just grow bigger and bigger and bigger, and stand in the belief that what you are doing and what you are sharing is so, so valuable to your audience that they have no choice but to say yes, because it is valuable. But it starts with that, with your belief in yourself. Because guys, your audience, they can feel your vibes. Eh? They could feel your energy by how you're posting, when you're posting, you know, the things that you're saying. They could feel your energy, like you're not really, they know when you're not really confident in your products, or you're not really confident in your program. They can feel that vibe. So when you're putting these things out, you have to be 100% sure in yourself, like, listen, I know this is going to change lives. So I'm putting this thing out, and I know that people are going to buy from me, and I know that they're going to get results, and I have no doubt about this. And this money that I'm calling into my business is what I deserve, right? And I deserve to make that money every single day without fail, right? So my message to you today is to stop playing small, stop playing safe, and really get out there and be the very best version of yourself that you could possibly be, so that you can get the results and the rewards that you want in your business. Yes, that is my message to you today. I leave you with that message. I hope it rings some bells in your head. I hope you get some kind of aha moment. I hope it sparks something within you so that you can make a decision today to do better and to be better.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.